The Intelligence Trap by David Robson. The one-sentence summary. The most intelligent people can still be remarkably stupid when they fall into the intelligence trap. What the book says. We assume that smarter people are less prone to error, but greater education and expertise can often amplify our mistakes while rendering us blind to our biases. This is the intelligence trap. The book aims to revolutionise your thinking and enable you to make wiser decisions by being aware of the many ways in which the trap works. Intelligent and educated people are less likely to learn from their mistakes or take advice from others. When they do err, they build elaborate arguments to justify their reasoning, becoming more and more dogmatic in their views. They also have a bigger bias blind spot, so they're less able to recognise holes in their logic. There are three broad reasons for this. 1. Lack of creative or practical intelligence for dealing with life in general. 2. Using biased intuitive judgments to make decisions. And 3. Using their intelligence to dismiss any contradictory evidence, something called earned dogmatism. Disrationalia is the inability to think and behave rationally despite having adequate intelligence. For example, Arthur Conan Doyle developed the Sherlock Holmes character whilst genuinely believing in fairies. Confirmation bias, or my side bias, refers to the many kinds of tactics we use to support our viewpoint and diminish alternatives. In linear sequential unmasking, forensic analysts make their judgments blind without any knowledge of previous diagnoses, thus avoiding bias. The intelligence trap has four potential forms. 1. We may lack the necessary tacit knowledge and counterfactual thinking that are essential for executing a plan and preempting consequences. 2. We may suffer from disrationalia, motivated reasoning, and the bias blind spot, building logic-tight compartments around our beliefs. 3. We may place too much confidence in our judgment due to earned dogmatism, fail to note our limitations, and overreach our abilities. And 4. We use our expertise to employ entrenched automatic behaviours that render us oblivious to obvious warning signs that disaster is looming. Once we work out why smart people act stupidly and what skills and qualities they are missing that explain this, we can cultivate those skills ourselves. We need to pursue actively open-minded thinking. Those who speak a different language or have lived abroad think more openly. What's good about it? Two quotations. It is not enough to possess a good mind. The most important thing is to apply it correctly. That's René Descartes. A great many people think they're thinking when they are merely rearranging their prejudices. That's William James. What you have to watch. This is quite a detailed read. There's a lot in the book, but you have to dig for it.